our children happy.
I think a lot of the problems are to do with media pressure and expectation. When I was a teenager, there will have been times when I was unhappy. But I think if you widen the perspective, I think that there's so much today in terms of young people being individualised and cut off through the video games, through, ironically, perhaps their Facebook social media engagement, that there's a lot they're doing that is not in terms of social engagement with their peers. Sure, they might hang around at school and so on, but I think a lot of the media pressures in actually not treating young people as young people, but constantly promoting the idea that they should be adults already, you know, from Avatar. And I think a lot of that actually, because teenagers are looking for meaning and identity and a sense of purpose, that they find they're sort of invited to get hold of things that they can't yet get hold of. I mean, my experience obviously is mostly to do with children in schools. Mm. And school is very often an outlet. It's a release for kids who've got, you know, pressures and problems at home. But I think schools bring their own pressures as well. I noticed in the report that we've been looking at, there's not really a mention of school. And I think actually the education system puts an awful lot of pressure on youngsters from young teenagehood onwards. The crowding of the curriculum, testing, expectation of exams, and I think that brings a lot of pressure as well. So I think we can tackle this from quite a number of areas, but there is perhaps no one single solution. Yeah.